like sukkahs. The two separable Yom Tovim, the beginning and the end, and they're connected with Chol HaMoed. So Pesach also, even the last days of Pesach, are not a separate Yom Tov. We don't say Shechiyano. But the Shavuos is like the second Yom Tov to the Pesach. And the days of Sira are the Chol HaMoed. So ma pirush hadvarim. What's the point of a Chol HaMoed? So l'chayra Chol HaMoed means that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Yom Tov to be able to ponder certain ideas, and then a person needs different contexts in which to ponder ideas. Person needs a Yom Tov. When a person is entirely free from the requirements of Parnassa and from various daigas and things that concern them, Simchas Yom Tov. So in that context, the person is able to focus. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach, able to focus on Geulas Mitzrayim and the various ramifications of Geulas Mitzrayim. Then, either Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that we weren't able to maintain that focus for such a long period of time, or that it was in our best interest to have different kinds of days in which we would ponder ideas. In other words, if we ponder an idea only in a Yom Tov itself, so maybe it wouldn't have a lasting impact. But if we have a day which is partially Chol, partially Yom Tov, so then we're more effective in terms of maintaining and weaving those ideas into the regular routine of our lives. But whatever it is, look over that this period of time is that kind of a time between Pesach and Shavuos. That the Geula and Matan Torah, even though they are separable ideas, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu's intent was not that we should see them as entirely separable ideas. And that by thinking about Geulas Mitzrayim in the context of preparing ourselves for Matan Torah, that puts a new angle, a new spin on Geulas Mitzrayim per se, which is important for us to fully appreciate both the Geul and ultimately the Matan Torah. One of the Kadmonim writes, quotes a Medrash, that the days of Sfiras HaOmer from Pesach to Shavuos, so there are many different ideas as to what the Sfira is for. So one of the Kadmonim writes that it's that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Koyveya Azecher, that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, so we get out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu told us, you leave Mitzrayim, and then Pavusha Tavdunas Yibar Azeh, you'll come. So we expected, we leave Mitzrayim, we expected, let's get going. We're here, part two of the program, right? 3 days go by, like 3 days, whatever. But then we turned to Moshe Rabbeinu. We said, "Where's part two?" You know, we're not a very patient people, right? So we just had that. Even though you know the whole picture of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very difficult, it's a very textured door. It's hard for us to fully grasp. Memta Shari Tuma, Nisim and Aflois. It's a very very textured, very nuanced, great complexities. So nevertheless, after they'd seen Nisim and Aflois, apparently, so they were ready to Meshabbat themselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now they weren't looking to get out of Mitzrayim and just to relax and have an easy life. After Nisan, they understood there was a certain insight that they had that they learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that Babusha Tavdunas Ibar that we're going to go and serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they understood that now that they were the recipients of these great Nisan, they'd seen Nisan and Eflois, they had the Yeshua of Kriyas Yom, so they knew there was a Shiva involved. So let's get going. So Moshe said, no, not so fast. So the Sphira, the very, very first Sphira Sa'omer, the very first thing was Klal Yisrael counting. When is this? Moshe Rabbeinu apparently told him, we need 40 days. I'm not sure exactly. The matter is not so clear. But the very first Sphira Sa'omer was, according to this Medrash, was Klal Yisrael counting to when the Ribbono Shel Olam would give them Matan Torah. Day by day, it was waiting b'chilyon enayim. So one of the aspects of the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos is appreciating that tshuka to be meshuvah to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a difficult thing for us to, but that's one of the yesodes of Sefirah Sayim, a tshuka for Shibur. Right? And that's the and apparently when one fully appreciates the Geulas Mitzrayim, when it's a person's Mekayim Lir'osus Asa Hilu Yasu Mitzrayim, when a person appreciates the fullness of being the recipient of a great Nisim, so apparently that creates an inner tshuka to be able to express not just a korban torah, but to be able to express in terms of greater shibud, in terms of being able to bring in all different aspects of his life in line with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's l'chara one of the avodas of Sphira. One of the avodas of Sphira is to build on the celebration of Pesach to the point where it creates a great interest to pursue. This idea of redifa, being ready for achar mitzvahs, right? The could be there's a medrash in Milva Yikra. Elikim, the pasuk says Elikim, mevakesh et nirduf. Baruch Hu takes the side as a the very PC liberal medrash. Because Baruch always goes for the victim, right? Mevakesh zanirdef. So l'chor is very strange. The medrash, even if the roidev is a tzaddik, then if it's a rosha. So tzorach iyan. I can't say pshat in the medrash. But it could be that because Baruch loves redifa. Not redifa in terms of pursuit to kill. But that a person should be so alive that there's something they want, and they're willing to be vice and nefesh to get it. That's a quality which obviously can be used in the worst negative situation and the most positive. But when it's used in a positive, so then it's. That's what creates ambitions and chalomis. So that's one of the avodas of this period of time, is that a person should be thinking about during Sphira, should be thinking about what the original Sphira was. And we have the opportunity to point out the next few weeks with first Yom HaTzmud coming, first Yom HaShoah coming this week, and then Yom HaTzmud, and then Yom Yerushalayim, that our door, your door, very much continues to see Nisim from up close. Maybe not from up close as my door and as my parents' door saw. But you're not so far away. Not so far away. Not so many generations away. So your door is a again, you're not the door of Yetzer Mitzrayim, but not so far away. You still have known survivors. You still know, and not in the same full relief as I saw it, as my parents saw it, but still saw. But you're still living the very, very close, if not bold relief, but very, very close to the Nisan that are unbeknownst to any other nation. To come through to the Shoah, back there to Israel, to see Israel flourish. It's just, these are, the person's open, the person sees what's going on. So it means a tremendous achrayus for our door, for our doris. We're just touching on the tip of the iceberg. But one of the tips of the iceberg is to have a tshuka, to a sense of redifa, to pursue a greater sense of shibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we'll have time to discuss it now. We don't have that much time to discuss sugya, so let's focus on this sugya. So we'll open up a new sugya, which was not entirely new, obviously. But we'll try to focus on one of the major yisodos of the sugya, Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph. A mishnah in a sugya that we've seen several times. I will see it up close. Ve'elu hein shematzilin oison b'nafshon hareidif achar chaveiru lehorgoi. Person is in hot pursuit, a reitzeach, in hot pursuit. V'yachar ha-zocher, person who is in hot pursuit for Mishkav Zocher. V'yachar nara murosa, person who is in hot pursuit to rape a woman. So in all those cases, the halacha is the mission of Eilu Ein Shematzilin or Yisun Ben Avshin. Halacha l'maisa, it means, I mean l'maisa, but halacha, it means that a third party has full license, and according to Taisa Chiyuv, right, a third party is a Chiyuv to take out the pursuer, the Roidev. Exactly how to understand that halacha, that mitzvah, we'll discuss. But the upshot, the line in Kitzes Shulchan Aruch, right, the Hirola Maisa is that a third party has a chiyuv to prevent a ritzicha, to prevent a mishkav zocher, a forced mishkav zocher, and a forced rape, different forms of rape, even at the expense, even it means taking out and killing the roidev. Aval, this should be distinguished from a roidev achar behema. Hamachalos Hashabbos, Oyved Avoidas Keichovim. Those three halachas, even though Avoid Vachar Behema is similar, even though Oyved Avoidas Keichovim is Yisoidei Yisoidei, even though Shabbos is close to the Yisoidei Yisoidei, Ein Masilas Hamin Avshon. Right now, Rashi opens up the whole sugya by saying, Eilu shematzilin oison minu aveirom b'nafshon nitnu li harvig l'chol odom kedei latzilon minu aveiro umikroi nafkim. No, so what's when Rashi drops those two words twice, minu aveiro? What's Rashi teaching? What's Rashi's point? What's the nakuda? Go ahead. Nothing.
That we're saving the rodeo.
Was that correct? All right? Shematzilan oyson. Now, what's Rashi being medayik? How did Rashi with that?
That a son daf refers to the
Rosh. Say it again?
Son.
Diktuk, right? Matzilan oyson bin nafshon. Right? The muskal rishon is that we want to save the nirdav, the victim. And then we would be matzilan oyson nu bin nafsho. Right, so when Rashi says Matzilan Oson Min Aveira Bin Nafshon, so that must mean Min Aveira. Now Rashi is a Mekroi Nafke. What's Rashi's point of a Mekroi Nafke?
Losama.
Was that?
You think it comes
from Losama? Lachara, yeah. What's Rashi telling us a Mekroi Nafke? Or better yet, it's difficult to Mekroi Nafke. Go ahead.
I think from the next Rashi, it seems like Rashi's trying to separate killing a person from
So Rashi is saying, what's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah is to describe to us which aveiros are, how would you formulate, how would you say the din?
Are worthy of taking a sword into one's
head. Right? Okay, which aveiros is a person, is a person submitting himself, being mevater al-chai, right, on his life without due process, right? Or what's another way to say it?
He did not kill
enough. Okay, good. What's another way to say it?
I just want to have a chiv to kill.
Chiv to kill, maybe. I would suggest the following. When does the Rebbeinu Shem say, Yoyre Torah L'soiv Dai Teshodom? When do we say, Nishem Soifei? No. When do we say, the guy's in hot pursuit, hasn't done anything yet. He's a rosh, he's Meirim Yodai. Right? But what are various do we say? Nidoin. Say, Nidoin is already in the Kilo and Beisden. Al Shem Soifai. He's a Ritzach already. Right? Nidoin. So there's different Nuschois, which obviously brings the whole Perek together. Right? So Elohein, these are the Averis. Shematzilah is on Menafshah. Aval, but there are other. Once again, as the Rashi right away gives us the whole shir. How we magdir the Averis, how we magdir the Eluhain. What are the Eluhain? So he says, Delainita latzile benashi elami dovershu erva vyeshbe kaloin upigam lanirdov. Kigoin zochor venamaros. No, how's he magdir it? Go ahead.
The way he's being magdered is that it has to be nerva and there has to be kolon pagam.
Correct.
So Rashi also agrees that any arayos would be nitan lotzil benafshon as well.
No.
He says it.
Shein on arayos.
Who's that? If a kol shein shor kriyus of mises bein shein on arayos, the line nitan lotzil benafshon. El midover shu erva, right? Yesh v'kloinu pagam la'dirdof. You know, it's not just Namar Rasa, correct? Gagoin Zohar Venarim Rasa, that's the next Brisa, the Ban of the Omer. Other forms of Erva, correct? I thought you meant something else, go ahead, I'm sorry. So he says, and then he says, Kigoin Zohar Umihu Reitseyach Behedyok Sivbe. That's what Mordechai was referring to. Vahai Denokat Beheimam Shum, the Dangla Royi. Right. So correct. Okay, you have to have a stronger lashon. Kloinu pigam lan nirdav. Right, it have to be an aveira. All right, but apparently an aveira. And the Choymer HaIsur is measured by Kiloin Upegam LaNirdav. Shabbos, Right? Shabbos, the Chaymer, Yisr, Avalveda Zara, let's say. No, the Chaymer is Zara, L'Chayra, is more Chomedic than Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. Right? By the ancient, the Tais is opening Kasha. You're talking about who Pagam Chomer Mevertseyach, Shazeb Beskil of Ezebesayev. This is La Pirche. The Hachalei Kobet Grai Yisura, El Apigme. Right? The Torah is not concerned about the no, the chomer iser per se. Torah is concerned about a chomer diki iser that has a lasting, what would you say? Busha, lasting shame, a lasting badge of shame on the nirdav. So then Rashi says, then what bothers Rashi? Was that? That's the Tosfos kasha. Right? No?
Another thing?
Ritzeyach. Yeah. Ritzeyach is Ritzeyach because of the Kolonu Pagamla Nirdov.
It's the biggest
Pagamla. Is there a Pagamla? So he says, Umiyo Ritzeyach, Pehed Yog Sivbe. Right? Miyo. But Mishkav Zachar is a pigam. Certainly, if it's a form of rape, right? Gemara says in Legora, whether it's a Mishkav Zachar rape or Mishkav Nekeva rape.
Gemara says
it's less. But I'm saying in terms of the it hits the makes the bars. Is that what I mean?
We're saying
Kalon
and
pigam
are the same. No, isn't Kalon invisible?
Not right. Again, let's not. Let's not get off track right now. The Yeshva Kloinu Pagam Lanirdav. Can go in Zohar Vinara Marasa. The Gemara will make distinctions, but both make the bar. Mio Reitseyach, Reitseyach Behed Yaksivba. What's Reitseyach Behed Yaksivba? What's Rashi saying? Mio Reitseyach Behed Yaksivba.
He's answering your question.
Reitseyach is not Pagam. Somebody said it's the biggest pagam.
That was Tosfos who said that.
Is that? That's of Shabbat Erva. No.
So it doesn't fall under the rules.
Not in these criteria. Yeah, but
it's there also. And that's what Rashi is referring to. That's what Mordechai was saying. We'll be crying Nafke, and we learn it from Sukkim. So Rashi makes it now. Is the emes is Ritzeach Mamish Vehedjek Sivba? What does Rashi point out later on? Hekish, right? The Rashi says in the next in Hekeshahu, Shukash Ritzeach Lenar Marasa, but call Hekish Xavier Shava Mufnes, Harayum Kimfurish Mikra. So Rashi is distinguishing between Ritzicha, Miu Ritzeach Vedyuk Sivba. What's Rashi saying? Miu Ritzeach Vedyuk Sivba. What does the Rashi say also? Kalainu Pank Gamlin Dirdav. Rashi, what's Rashi's point of saying? Miyo ba Reitseyach Vejaksiv al Chaira. If a Reidef who's going to impose Kloin of Gamla Nirdov can be killed, Lachaira, a Reidef who's going to impose death should also be killed. What's Umiyo Reitseyach Vejaksiv Bey? Why did not get Beyma? Right? No? Heavy.
These are of the criteria that Rashi previously set up for Terba Kulam Begam, but Tech doesn't fall under that category, so you think that it shouldn't fall under the category of the Tanzi of Anakla. But because of Pedro Sibbe,
so Heavy's saying an interesting word. He's saying that to do a Maisa which will impose a life of Kolonu Begam, so that deserves. That earns the vitor and the chiyuv, but one should not impose a life of kolenu pagam. I'm not sure. That'd be one way of learning pshat and rashi. One way of learning pshat and rashi. Miyu reitseyach bejaksei. That's how difficult he is saying that reitzicha does not hit the bar, especially because reitzicha is going to be the main limud. Yeah, it's a tzarachian. Tana Rabbanon, minayin le'roidef achar chaveir lehorgoi. shenitan latzilei benavshe. Talmud loymer lo yisamir al dam reyecha. V'ho lohoch yudha osa. Haimiboyele lichdetanya minayin l'royez chaveru shuteveya benor echaiga rarosei lisan bono lov shuchayv latzilei. Talmud loymer lo yisamir al dam reyecha. In hachanami, velo nitan latzilei benavshoi minolon. As you become vachoyme minamir rosa. What was the Gemara's havin? What was the Gemara's rejection? What was the havin of the Gemara? Le sanu dam reyecha. No, go ahead.
That would be the source.
How? What's the din of le sanu dam reyecha? Good. So the Gemara says, lach yudi yosam habiboy alei. We need this for a different din. What's a different din? So why is that a different din?
Because over there, there's no necessarily a chiyuv to kill the listim. It's just a chiyuv to save the guy. So
in
the chadish, then you have to, you know, even to the extent of killing.
So in hachanami ve'ela nita in hachanami, you're right. The lo yisam lemeyecha is a mitzvah, is an elav, not to stand by and do nothing. Correct? The elo nita latzila benafshay. But the bystander should now turn into a policeman, a ritzeach himself, not a ritzeach, but a hoyreik. Minayin elo nitan latzile ben nafshe minalin. Os yuk mikal b'choymer. Minamer rosa. Ma namer rosa shloi bo elo lepoigma. Shloi bo elo lepoigma, but not the killer. Omer Torah, nitan latzila benafshoi, nitan latzila benafshoi. What does that mean, nitan latzila benafshoi? No? Yeah. I'm not talking about Averis right now. We shifted gears, right? Minolon, the Gemara says, minayin l'rein of achav l'horgoi, shenitan latziloi benafshoi. Right? You can't tell. Right? That can go either way, correct? Now the Gemara says, I'm going to learn the din of the Lachari, the din of the Mishnah. And we learn the din of the Mishnah from Namaros. There, Omra Torah Nitan Latzila bin Avshoi. It should be Nitan Latziloi bin Avshoi. Right if Acher Chaveri La Orgoi Al Achaz Kama Vekama. So over here, the Stoma de Shas right now is saying what's Pshat in the Mishnah. No, a din of atzolam and aveira, or a din of atzolas hanefesh, a din pikuach nefesh, or a din atzolam and aveira.
Why can't it be both? Why can't one be the question and the other the answer? You mean the Gemara?
Fine, but at this point, the Gemara. What's the answer?
It's also
nirdav. It's also nirdav. All right, fine. I'll go with you. It's also nirdav. That's rolling right now, right? So the Gemara says, the Minchas Chinuch is a huge daf gemina. Between Hatzolim and Aver, Tzolz HaNirav. What's the huge nafkamina? That's a possibility. Machleg is Rishayin HaLam Shad over there. Right? In other words, what are you saying? Whether the
Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas. If it's saving him from the Aver, Pinchas is positive for killing Zimri. He's Kanaim Pogimbo, so he's not allowed to kill him. But if it's Hatzolz HaNirav, he's allowed to kill him to save himself.
So that can be one. Bet Machleg is Rishayinim. Minchas Chinuch has Suffolk, a Trefa, in the third situation.
Swiss.
Is that?
Swiss.
No. Trefa. Suffolk, one is easier. Maybe cotton. Should be different, right? Cotton's not doing his. No, Groma. That was Groma, right. Harigai de Groma. Next parak, which we'll get to it. Harigai de Groma. So the level of Easter is, it's not a Ritzicha B'Yadayim. So the lower level Easter. So Minchas Chinuch says, if the Sugi is a Sugi of Pikuach Nefesh, shouldn't matter whether the Nirdiv is a Trefa, shouldn't matter whether the Nirdiv is a Cotton. Shouldn't matter whether the Nirdiv is a Suffolk And it shouldn't matter whether the Reidev is a Reidev B'Safek. Shouldn't matter if the Reidev is a Reidev B'Groma. Alom the Reidev. He's not going to do, not a Maisa B'Yadayim. He's going to do a Yadei Groma. So, however, if we have license to be Matzil Min Aveira, so we can only be Matzil Min Aveira, Kemosha Kosov. Right? So Kemosha Kosov is first degree murder, Ritzicha. But a Ritzeich has a Treifa, not first degree murder. Akotin a Reidev. He's not doing the same Aveira. A Sofek, obviously not the same level of Iser. And Aide Grom is also on the same level of Iser. So these would be Nafka Minas as to what is the Sugya. Right? But let's try to figure out from the Sugya itself. We open up the Mishnah and you think you have the Dover portion. The Lashon of Matzilin Oysan bin Nafshan means Hatzolo Min Aveira. The fact that the Gemara is saying ve'elu ein as opposed to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah l'charis hakim atzim atzol min aveira. Now mikroy kanavke opening sugi. What's the makor? The makor is leisam l'adam riecha. What's that got to do with atzol min aveira? Right? The Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says that's talking about chayi garus or tevei benor. Good, but then the Gemara goes on to say that we're going to learn from Namar Rasa. To Namar Rasa, the Gemara should say, Nitan Lahatzilo bin Avshoi. And Echanam, so the Ran says, Loidok. Right? The Ran says, this is the long history of Lamdan, not worrying so much about Diktuk. It starts over here. Right? Pelim Dik Iran, but see how stuck we are. Obviously, Taisviz doesn't say that. Taisviz is Akasha. Din Lahatzilo bin Avshoi. Then the Gemara says, "V'chi oinshin min adin." No, what's oinshin min adin? Oinshin min adin means what? We don't. The Gemara will not learn oinshin from a kal v'chomer. Why? Kal v'chomer is nitin l'darish v'yatzmai. There's no. You don't need a mesora for a kal v'chomer. For all the other yud gimel midas turned into reshes v'hen, machlek is reshes in sukkah. But pasha says that they all require some kind of Mesira. Kal v'chomer doesn't require Mesira. In the Machlokes, whether all require Mesira except for whether all require a Mesira except for Kal v'chomer, or all do not require Mesira except for Gzeir Shavah. Machlokes Rashi teaches. Over here, Rashi explaining to us that Kal v'chomer does not require Mesira. Alright? So it doesn't require Mesira, so we can't give an Einish Misa. Kachadin, exactly, is it because of the limitation of Xeris HaKosa? Is it because of the famous Marsha that we cannot apply Kal V'chomer because an Oynish has to give Kapara? So you can't give a Kal V'chomer for Kapara. Right, you're going to say that Ritzicha is much more chomer than Amarasa. So therefore what? So therefore maybe Davka requires a Misa B'Sech Beizdin in order to give the full Kapara. Maybe an on-the-spot Misa Tzola is not going to give enough Kapara. It's a Kash in the Marsha. But what's the bigger Kash is what's it got to do with our Sugya? If the Gemara would say v'chi matzilin min adin, right? V'chi matzilin aver min adin, right? But what's v'chi oinch min adin got to do with this? Where's the oinish? Who mentioned oinish man lechar shmei? We talked about pikuach nefesh leisam adam riecha, and we talked about matzilin min avera. No, what would you say?
Person who kills the Rodef is acting as a Shliach Bezdin.
So, Lachari, you have to say something along the lines of what we said in Daf Ayim and Bez Mebez. That there's some element of Einish as well, right? But still a little bit difficult because to say there's some element and therefore that becomes, that doesn't allow us to make a Kal V'chomer. Why can't we make a Kal V'chomer anyways? And so it won't, in other words, all right, ain't Oinshim in a din. But I'm making a kal v'chomer al tzatzolah min aveira. You know, in other words, in order for Adam to be correct, you have to say it's exclusively Einish Min Adin. To say that Einish Min Adin is one element, I can understand. But in order for to read the Gemara, V'chiyeh Min Adin, Devei Rebbe Tona, Hekeshehu, Ki Kasha Yokum, Ishal Reyeh, Witzochoy, Nefesh, V'chimal of Madu Me Ritzeyach, The Torah is coming to teach me Adin. What's the Torah coming to teach me? They're just like, what's the just like?
The victim of a murder.
We're not going to hold the victim of the murder responsible for the murder, so too we cannot hold the victim of the rape responsible for the rape. Right, that's the Torah is saying, "Oynes Rachmana Patrei," just like we would always say, the murdered is "Oynes Rachmana Patrei." V'nim Salomet, so it teach it. We the Ritzicha is teaching us something about Namaros. However, when the Torah said this din in the most wordy fashion possible, the Torah wanted to teach us "Oynes Rachmana Patrei." How does it teach us? By saying, well, you can find an element of murder in the context of Namarasa. So therefore, what the Torah does, that is, it's to teach us some din from Namarasa that we can now adapt into Ritzicha. What's that? Makish Ritzeyach l'Namarasa. Ma Namarasa nitnatzi la bin nafshoi. Afreitzeach nitan latzilei ben avshay. Namarasa gufa minolun kedetanet Rebbe Shmuel. Detanet Rebbe Shmuel ve'ein moishia la. Hayesh moishia la bechol dover sheyochol eishia. Mara says that we learn the din of ultimately from Ve'ein Rishiyala. No, it's a din about Tzolah min Aveira, about Tzolpikoch Nefesh. No? Ve'ein Rishiyala.
Sounds like
Tzolos HaNerdosh. Tone Rabbonon, Gufa. Minayin l'rayis chavei roi shuv moi tevei abinor echai gerer rosei listen bon olav shuchai vlad silu betalmud loymar leisam odam reyecha vomi ochen nafke mi osu nafke avedas gufoi minayin talmud loymar veshi vayisavai yimi osu havi yim minan imil ben avshei avol mitrach umei gera gure ei maloi kamash malon. What's the Gemara's maskana now? And the mitzvahs asay of Hashem Vayisalai. The mitzvahs asay has limitations as to how far we insist on a person returning somebody else's. Just like there are limitations on the mitzvah Shomas Aveda, so there are limitations on the mitzvah Shomas Aguf. But Lo Yisamad Adam Reyecha does not have those limitations. Correct? Good? However, our sugya is a sugya of Leisam Adam Reyecha, our sugya is a sugya of Ein Mashiach. No? L'chayra? Why would you say that?
Well, because we said Ein Mashiach has its limitations.
No, Ein Mashiach, do we know of limitations of Ein Mashiach? Chodara, right? In other words, the Gemara says a woman is being raped means there is no way of saying Ein Mashiach. There is no way to stop this. That's rape. Vaistachois, if there is a way to stop it, then the Torah apparently saying it's going to be stopped. Rape is Ein Mashiach. That's the definition of rape. Vaistachois, that the Torah allows whatever it takes to stop rape. Whatever it takes means even if it means killing the roidev. right? Lemanes. So Gemara says, and now I learn that din. If that din is true, the Gabe Namarasa, the Torah teaches me that there are elements of Namarasa which we transfer to Ritzicha. How do I know that the Gemara says, how do I know that the bystander can make a decision? Right? With, as we said many times, there are some Rav points out, without knowing what's going on, the bystander is allowed to say he's the right if he's a nirduf. If I can identify the right if and the nirduf, then the bystander is allowed, not as a mukhuyev, to kill the right if. Right? How do I know that? Because the gabe rape in Meshila. And the Torah is makish, rape and ritzicha. So rape and ritzicha are the same din. Ein Meshila. Murder means it can't be prevented. Vais tachoyz. Do anything to prevent it. Right? That's the limud. No. So when we finish the sugya, do we know whether we're talking about, is it a sugya pikuach nefesh, or is it a sugya of hatzola min ha'aveira? What's the sugya? Why do you say that? Okay, so once you've said that, how do you know Mishul is Pikach Nefesh?
Because it's based on her.
Right, correct. That's in the language of the Brisa. Right? The Ran says it like dog. Right? But the simple reading of the Brisa is that the sources are all sources which indicate we're doing a sugya of Hatzolas Nefesh of Pikuach Nefesh. Hatzolas Namarosa. The Mishnah to which it fits doesn't fit. Eilu ain't Shemat Silim Eitzim Ben Avshon but Chilu Shabbos. What do you mean Chilu Shabbos? Simcha Mishnah then a candidate. Right? Hold on. So Taismis points all this out. Right? Taismis says Dima Maschul Ma Namarosa. Vim Toymar Hu Pagam Chomer Meritzeach. Because we know from the Chi of Misa, Gemara says no. Teshuvah says, "Tachulei kopid kra aisura elo apigme da nevda ba'aveira." How do I know this? Because nevda ba'aveira, Gemara says, if she's already been raped, oy she ain makpendes al pigma, or she's meicheles, ain matzilin oisa binafshoi kinemuchach shmeitzin. As the halacha says later on, upshita the yesh pigam godol v'nerog mi b'nara murasa shen nesra. He says, don't tell me, he said, F is a nice word, that living with shame is worse than being dead, but Teshuva says, namakavu, Teshuva says wrong, that Teshuva says, the pigam of being killed is worse. Okay, so Teshuva says, that being the case, so the pigam of ritzicha, even though it's besayif, so the chaymer iser, apparently the Rebbeinu Shalom was makabel efi svar, because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a chi of skila to the ma'anes and a chi of sayif to the ritzayach. So apparently efi svar is well corroborated, right? And the Chaymer Iser apparently could be seen as worse for the Ma'anes. However, we're looking at the Pigam of the Nirtzach, of the Nirduf. So if you evaluate the Pigam of the Nirduf, then it's clear that the Pigam of the Nirduf of a Ritzicha is worse than of a Ma'anes. Vim Toimar Uminolon da Pigme Kopid Rachmona Dilma Isura Kopid Mid Isrich Lemu Ute Oivain Avoidas Kechovim Umachal Shabbos Ubeima Ubukundus Pirish Lakama da Pigme Kopid Mid the Goli Bahani Vulay Bavaris Acheris Yoyde Shloimar the Ain Moshiel Mashma da Aboishta Kopid Kuro. What's Taisa asking? Umin no long da pigme kopid rachmana. Dilma Aisura Kopin. What's Seifus Kasha? No?
It doesn't have to do with from whose perspective? Meaning.
What's Seifus Kasha?
There's no riot that it's. You just said that we mocked it on the gun, but what's the basis for that?
Seifus against Sharper. Uminolan the pygmy Kopin, Rachmana, Dilma Aisura Kopin, Minisrach.
Correct. How bad the action
correct.
Of the guy doing the
Isseris. Right. Again, so Tosva says, I have to say, I could have said that, if the Gemara would have argued, let's start with Namarasa. And the Gemara could have said, you can't bring any raya from Namarasa. Namrasa is the Aveira Chichamur of Tariya of all the Aveiras. Why Skila? And I can't bring a raya from Namrasa to Ritzicha. The Torah, the Gemara didn't do that. Since the Gemara did not do that, the Gemara says, no, I can learn Ritzicha. That means I'm not looking at the Chomer of Iser, I'm looking at the Chomer of the impact. Right? Chomer of the Pagam. Good. So now Taishma says, is that so poshut? Because if I'm looking at the chomer of the impact, if that's the driver of the sugya, right? Hatzolas pigam, hatzolas kloin. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Shabbos, don't worry about Shabbos. No, of course, don't worry about Shabbos. Shabbos is not a candidate, right? So that's Tosfos pointing out our kasha. The sugya is talking about hatzolas nefesh, bikoach nefesh. Hatzolas ha-pegam, hatzolas ha-busha. Right? So the Gemara says, and then the Kal Vachomer makes sense. If the Torah says that a ma'anes can be killed in order to save a raped woman, so obviously a raider can be killed. Good, everything fits in. Then Teshuvah says, you know, doesn't fit in. The braisa, the mission doesn't fit in. So who's who? So Shabbos man lechar shmei. Avodah Zarah man lechar shmei. What's the Elu Hain Avol? The Tosfos says, the Tosfos Kashim, Vibtoim Aminolan da Pogmi Kovit Grachmona. How does Rashi know this? I mean, Rashi's Rayas. What are Rashi's Rayas? The Rayas are that she give me Moichel. That if she says, don't kill the manis. Or if Nev de Bavera, it's become a little bit less begam because she's already been raped once. So the Gemara says, Uminolan da Pigmi. So we see, Rashi has strong rise to say it's the pshat of the sugi is atzolas anir atzolas anenas. So now we've valdig arayas. The lashon of the sugi is atzolas anir of atzolas anenas, right? The logic of the sugi, namely that if she's been raped before, so then it's a different din. So everything is pointing to Atzolas Anirav, Atzolas Anenas. Then Teisva says, Uminolon da pigme kovid rachmona dilma yisura kovid rachmona minisrach lemiuta yevit kechovim. Mechal Shabbos. We need to have limudim to teach us that the fact that you need limudim to teach us, I need a Mishnah, that tells you that it's Atzolas Menaveira, like Rashi says at the beginning. Ubekundish pirish lakamon that pygmy kopit mit goli bahane for lebe vesa cheres. Right? So now how do you read this? How do you read Tosav here? What's ubekuntris pirish? How did you read that line? Ubekuntris pirish lakamon that pygmy kopit mit goli bahane for lebe vesa cheres. No?
Was he explaining a different, either a different edition of what we have for Rashi? Or either that there's another Rashi and another Sugya that explains this Sugya differently than the way Rashi explains here?
What would support Zach's reading of this, that line of Tosfos? Then we have a different way of reading the line of Tosfos. So hold that line for a moment. V'od yeh shloimer. What's v'od yeh shloimer? So what was the first answer?
Rashi. He's quoting Rashi as answering the question.
L'chari has to say no. Otherwise, So how is he quoting Rashi to answer?
He says that that's Gufa, how we know. Since the Torah went out of its way to tell you not Shabbos, it's telling you the principle that you would have thought it might have been the Isser, but no, Shabbos, no. Instead, it's on the Pagam.
So when Tosfos says, V'kuntris v'yush l'kamon, what's Tosfos? Is Tosfos switching positions, answering?
He's answering Menol Lund Ab Pigima Kapi Rachmana.
Okay, how do we know the Ab Pigima Kapi Rachmana? We know that from
the Torah saying, not Shabbos.
Midigoli Bahani Vileva Veris Acheris. Ubukunjis Veris Lakama Ab Pigma Kapi Midigoli Bahani Vileva Veris Acheris. Right? Menol Lund Ab Pigma Kapi Rachmana. Dilma Isura Kovid Rachmana. So the Gemara says, because not from the fact that Shabbos is excluded, but from the fact that Namurasa and Ritzicha and Zohar are chosen. So they become the ones who are Magdir. So therefore we see that we're being Makbid on Kaloyim. Right? And Pigam. Okay. So Tosva says, so that's how I know. I still have a kasha of why is Avodah Zarah a candidate? But at least Tosva says, my kasha is that Lechara Pshat in the Mishnah is the exact opposite. So Rashi is going to explain to us, no, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is the Eilu Einshim. It's not an option. Pshat in the Mishnah is the Torah says you can kill a Reitzeach and a Roidev for Kolein and Pegam. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Oid Yeshloimar the Ein Roishiyala Mashman the Abushta Kopid Kira. What's the Oid Yeshloimar? Ein Roishiyala Mashman the Abushta Kopid Kira. No, but how do you read this line?
Separate
from
what? What else?
Ain Moshiach, right? She's being raped. Ain Moshiach. No, what's Tosfos pointing out?
You're allowed to kill her to protect, to save from the pagan. So as far as
law, Ain Moshiach. There's no one around to save. What's Ain Moshiach? So Tosfos says apparently Gemara Darshan that she is suffering in ways that are more than just the rape itself, right? There's no one saving her, right? There's no one stopping the rape from happening. Ein Moshiach La. It's not Ein Moshiach La. It's Ein. Ein Misha Otzer, Ein Misha Moneya. So Ein Mashiach Law teaches us the Kopid HaKrod, the Aboishta. So how says on Pshat Nesugya now? Ein Mashiach Law is the Makor HaMakoros, right? So everything begins with Ein Mashiach Law. Leisamna Dam Reyecha is, no, that's for, Hashivayis Eloi is, you have to, a little bit of exertion. Leisamna, it is a lot of exertion. Right, but the din of killing the roidev is not from leisam nareyacha. A moshiach law and uchemoy the pasuk in kasha yokum ishal reyehu tzochi nefesh kain hadover azeh. From there we learn that what? From there we learn that any time when a person does an aveira, which has the impact of imposing kolayin and busha to the extent of ritzicha and v'anes, nitan latzi, not sure, benafshe. Latzilo. So Tosfos says that from that, again, lach'ayra, there's an ambiguity in the Tosfos. When you finish the Tosfos, so what's the sugya? Is the sugya atzolah from bikuach nefesh, from boishes upegam, or is it hatzolah min aveira? So then we go weiter. Toisves dimer masla afrei tzech nitlan sil min avshei. Vim toimar mibhuku b'chol on the minun says already. Nafkin shin li'el v'shlom the hosim rishus. But here is a chayva. Good. La'atzilei ben avshei. Next toisves. La'atzilei ben avshei. Mashmos haloshin. Shematzilin anirav ben avshei shal roidev. Aber lo yitochin. Lefarish. Kei. B'roidev achar meim. Right? The language teaches us it's at Solomon Aveira. Correct? Latzilei benafshe. He says, but how are you going to say that? Bereidif achar behema. Uki yaitse ba. Right? Again. Mashmos haloshin shematzilin anirdaf benafshe shulbreidif. I said it incorrectly. The mashmos haloshin is that we are that the goal is to save the life of the nirtzach, to save the life of the nenas, and you know, if I were allowed to go, even killing the roidev, he's, what are you going to do with the behemah? Ukiyaitzimba, lefichach. Was that?
Behemah is not a case where we're not eating like Silva Nafsho. So Habitosus use it to show that the cases where we are eating like Silva Nafsho.
No, because the Gemara says in that case, Ein Matzilin Oison Benafsho. Right? It's not Shayach to say that.
The son is the man, but the reason that you'd be saving them is because, meaning.
I have a meaning.
No, Ein Matzilin Oison Benafsho is you don't save the men. The reason why you would save them is because of saving the woman, meaning a byproduct.
Correct.
Right, so how do you expend the
savings
when there's no?
You can't. That's what he's saying. Okay, yaitzibah lefichach nir v'lefarish the matzilin as a odem and haveira benafshu shel atzmoi. Right. So that's what you have to say, like Rashi says, "Matzilin as a odem and haveira el avol kosha minam erosa." The ko'amar shenitin latzilin benafshoi, but then I get stuck because the lashon of the brisa, which is the support for the mishnah, is nitn latzila ben avshay. Avol koshan arasa v'btoymar v'kevin the miyachi alfinon diritzech nitn latzila ben avshay loma likra b'toyveya benor v'chay garasay hashlecha v'rehoi kidei latzila som lekol shechein. Let's say this kasha. What's Taisus Kasha?
Else you know the din of killing the rodev. So in cases where there is no rodev, you can need a limud of Osama to have an hour.
Correct. So
you can't say that it's less that Lafrush Mesura would explain.
Once I know the din of Ein Mashiach Allah, and I have a Hekesh, who needs the sound of the Amriyach? Right? So what's Tesh is saying, what's the possibility which he rejects? He says, maybe you'll tell me Ein Mashiach Allah is Hatzolam and Aveira. And Leisamoid is how far I have to go to save a person's life. And maybe I would go further Latzil Min Aveira than I would to do Pikuach Nefesh. No. V'loy mistaber le'meymar d'chaveiro yhorek tfei la'afrushe me'isura. No?
Yeah, as in you might think to kill him to protect him from sinning is more important than actually saving someone else. Kamash Malan.
That's like, and that's not Mistaver.
Right.
That's not, right. You know, that would be a possibility that the Torah is setting up two halachas. Right, a person's about to be murdered. So from the perspective of saving the guy's life, I can't kill. But from the perspective of saving the roide from becoming a roide, if I can kill him. So Tosfos says that not mustaber. That should be correct. That should be the din. So therefore, since that's not correct, so therefore,
the
question stands as why do I need lo yisam adam riecha? Correct? That's good enough. I know that I have to be willing to do whatever it takes. Right? I don't have to kill myself. It's not a yorva yavar. Whatever it takes. So I don't need a pasuk of lo yisam adam riecha. I still need it because to be even alive. That's only. But so hayoytze mizeh. Is it atzolus nefashos? Is it atzolus menaveira? According to Tosfos, was that? Why was it atzolus menaveira?
You said it earlier.
That's the lo mistaber part.
What
do I need? Once I learn Enver Shielo. Right? Tosfos begins by saying, Mashmos Hatzolos Anirdov. I'll have a big kasha. I will kasha. He's have a kasha from the Fiachon Nir LeFarish. Matzilas Ha'odam and Aveir Ben Nafshi Shul Atzmoy. I have a kasha from Amarosa. Leave it unanswered. In Toimer, I came to the Hochi Alfina, the Reitzeach Nil Atzil Ben Nafshoy. Lomo Li Kro B'Tevei Benor. And don't say that it is to teach me that it's Atzolam and Aveira, because that doesn't make sense. So, therefore, I'm going to leave it as being doing pikuach nefesh. Correct? The namer rasa sounds like it's not hatsolam and aveira. Sounds like pikuach nefesh. So Tosfos seems to say I'd rather have the Mishnah, a difficult Mishnah to read, but all other indications are that solas nefesh is a linah pikuach nefesh. Right, Hayotzei Mikolze. Right, Hayotzei Mikolze is from the sugya. The Gemara leaves us a certain ambiguity. Right, I don't know a better way to say it. Look at the Rambam. Hamitzvah Reish Mem Zayin. Shitzivonu Latzila Nirdaf Miyad Aroidev. Lahorgoy. Miafilu Benefesh Aroidev. No, Hatzolam Min Aveira or. Hatzolas anefesh, pikuach nefesh, right? That's Reish Mem Zayin. Reish Tzadi Gimel. Right, this was the Asay, and this is the Loisas. Who is Yironu Shal Luchus Al Nefesh Aroidev? Ubeir Zeh, Ubeor Zeh, Ki Kamam, Ki Mash Zacharnu B'Mitzvah. Shilifnezos, Mios Chote lo Yargu Edim, Achyudinu Oise Beizde Marigam, Omnam Hu Kisha Omar Vaosa Masa Shitchayel Misa, Amal Beis Ishtadaltoi Ubikshe Lasois, Ozikore Roide Fechoivaleno, Shenemnu Measois Mashalivai Miss Ave, Kedelemon Emin Aveiram, Vimle Rotzelishvoy Aleno Nilchamboy. No, atzolas meraveira are bigar nefesh. Same Rambam. Reish Mem Zayin says, right? It's atzolas hanirdev. And same Rambam says, it's atzolas meraveira. What does Rambam say in the Yad Chazaka? Aval a roidev achar chaveiro yafil hoi a roidev kod nare koi so mutum latzila nirv me'ad a roidev. Sounds like? That's all. Echad Eredif Acher Haver Lohorgoi. Eredif Acher Namar Osel Lohoinsa. Tenemar. Ki kasha yoku mishu vitzochei nefesh. Kena dover ezeh. Hayesh lo Moshia, Moshia v'chol dover shal Shia, filu barbigas eroidei. Sounds like? Correct. V'hu edin l'shor kol eroyes, kutzven ha-behema. Amo l'zocher matzilin o'yisoy ben nefesh eroidev, kishor eroyes. Amo l'reid v'achar eroyim l'rova, I should run of Lassay's Melchim Shabbos. I'll be Shabbos. He carried us in my miss and ice and she yas of you will have based in the doom of the Yomos.
Is that first down Hazachar? What does that mean that you'd be excluding him?
Correct. And now, well, Zohar, my son, I say, Benafsh, who would then the short call of Royus? Who's the name? Well, Zohar, my son, I say, Benafsh, he said, Royus. Kol ha'yochol la'atzil v'yitzil. Oiver alaysam adam reyecha. Rambam is a chiddush. That Rambam is a chiddush. Kol ha'yochol la'atzil v'yitzil. Would you have said this based on our Gemara?
It is a b'risa.
Was that?
It's still a b'risa.
The what?
That we learn out that you're allowed to nitan latzil benafsho because of this pasuk.
It's
a brisa.
It's ten or bottom.
Yeah, but
I think Gemara's
dochah.
But it's a
brisa. Not only that, but the Rambam holds that Leisam Lariacha is a makor for all of the halachas in the Mishnah. Right, the Rambam quotes this after he quotes all of the halachas of Reidef and of being ma'anes. So again, so where are we holding? So where are we holding? We have. So what are we leaving? Is betzarachin over here? What is the din for the minchas chinuch terms? Haroide akotan haroidev. Haroidev achar atreifa. Safek roidev. What was the din? We know what the Ram paskins. So we know the Rambam Shita because you know his Shita got cut. But and we know that Lechora Tosvis also settles in on the with Kashis on that it's a din of Atzolas Nefoshes. Not at Solomon Aveira. L'chayra. Right? So, Moshe Tzorach Iyun, right, is if we're going to say that the sugya is a sugya of Atzolas Nefoshes, of Pikuach Nefesh, of Atzolomon, of Atzolas HaNenas. So, Tzorach Iyun number one, Eluhain, Shematzilin Aval Aroidef Acher Beima Hamachalos Hashabbos. All right. If the sugya is going to be a sugya, that if a person is going to suffer death or a life of pigam, klein and pigam, then the Torah allows the bystanders to function b'Torah's beizdin and can give the oynish misa earlier than the that would normally be done. Right? We put all the different indications together. And Oyin Shemin Adin. They're allowed to give the oinish earlier. It's nidon al shem, nidon al shem sofer. They're allowed to give the oinish in order to be masal nefesh. So then the question is, and that lechayra seems to come up from the Makaris as well. So then the question is, why did the Mishnah confuse us and use the lashon of matzil and oisan benafsha ad kedei kach min aveira? Right? That lechayra is the So the only questions are the questions of the Nusach HaMishnah. But it doesn't seem to be so posh. Why? Because the Rambam has seems to say that both are correct. The Rambam has two entries in Sefer HaMitzvahs. One entry is Hatzolas Min HaMisa, and the other is Hatzolas HaVeira. So the Rambam who said that we can learn this Braisa le maskana, right? The same Rambam who said, oh, the Mishnah was dark. It wasn't like dark for Mishnah. The Mishnah was dark, right? That there is an element of Atzal. Rashi opens up, right? Rashi is machalek between Ritzicha and everything else. Ritzicha is a Mefurish Mikra, as an Abafurish Mikra. Separates it. But that's what we have to work on. Mitzvah will finish up tomorrow to try to be yashiv the ambiguities in the sugya. At least we have a mahalach, at least in Rambam. But we see that Rambam, there are other issues we have to still be yashiv. So let's work on that and we'll finish up.